That little one is me. The big one's my dad. On the best day of surfing that we ever had, we're catching those waves like we had them on the string. That pretty one's my mom, and that's my sister Julianne. They're with us at the beach, building castles in the sand. Well, it's all picture perfect, I wouldn't change a thing. I got my blues, I got my red and my greens. Well, I painted you this picture of this perfect scene. I painted you this picture, I call it my favorite day. I painted you this picture, I call it my favorite day. Those are seagulls there, they're begging for lunch. Well, I can still hear those potato chips crunch as they catch them as we threw them up, up, up into the air. When the chips were all gone, our new friends flew away. They were flapping their wings and hoping that they would find someone new with a tuna fish sandwich to share. I got my blues, I got my red and my greens. Well, I painted you this picture of this perfect scene. I painted you this picture, I call it my favorite day. I painted you this picture, I call it my favorite day. With that smudge there, where I dropped the brush, I just got too excited and I started to rush. I tried to wipe it clean, but it just made a big brown blob. I thought and I thought and I thought for a while. But when it came to me, I just couldn't help but smile. I gave that smush legs, and now it's our family dog. I got my blues, I got my red and my greens. Well, I painted you this picture of this perfect scene. I painted you this picture, I call it my favorite day. I painted you this picture, I call it my favorite day.
Welcome back to the Children's Hour. You just heard Hullabaloo with Favorite Day. Before that, over the break, Jack Fetterman brought us The Chicken Dance and Ants on a Log, Make It Myself. Parachute Express had Me and My Dog, and Poddington Bear was behind the Billy Collins poem, which is from Poetry Speaks Who I Am. The Cul-de-Sac Kids is Paul Rogers of Those Darn Accordions, and he had Cat Chat. You're listening to the Children's Hour. We're talking about our favorite things. Coming up, we're going to hear about Kodiak and Corbett's airplane ride. But first, this is Raffi.
Riding in an airplane, high above the ground, flying to a new place, underneath the sun, looking out my window, at the beauty down below, shimmering in sunlight, I see the rivers on the go. Chocolate-colored farms with the food the farmer grows, waiting for a rain cloud to come along and drop its load. Yippee-i-yo, yippee-i-yay, flying in the sunset at the closing of the day. And I'm riding in an airplane high above the ground, flying to a new place underneath the sun. The lights of the city start to twinkle up ahead, and pretty soon we'll touch down just before it's time for bed. Yippee-i-yo, yippee-i-yay, flying in the sunset at the closing of the day. And I'm riding in an airplane high above the ground, flying to a new place underneath the sun. Hey, 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 I'm flying to a new place underneath the sun. Whoa, underneath the sun.
Papa Bravo, Cherokee Headgear, Young Eagle, and two or three others out to the northwest and to the southwest.
So this is a Velocity aircraft. It's a kit-built aircraft. It took me 19 and a half years to build it.
Many kids love to fly, and recently Kodiak and Corbett from our kids' crew spent the day learning all about airplanes, and they got to ride along with pilot Mark Sturm. He's a volunteer with the Experimental Aircraft Association's Young Eagles program.
So this airplane gets up at cruise, it'll go about 160, 65 miles an hour.
They also spoke with other members of the EAA about the program, which gives children the opportunity to experience flying in an airplane and educates and inspires kids about the world of aviation.
Well, what do you do in the Young Eagles Association?
Well, Experimental Aircraft Association, I don't really have a job. I always volunteer for the Young Eagles program, where we fly young people ages 8 to 17 to give them an introduction to flight and hopefully inspire them to pursue that as a career. My name is Alex Carruthers. I'm a retired Air Force Special Operations instructor pilot at Kirtland Air Force Base with the 58th Special Operations Wing.
Now I'm interviewing Manuela Thompson. What else does the Young Eagles program do?
Young Eagles is a wonderful program. That's what actually starts the kids when they're young and get them interested in aviation, gets them up in the air, see what it's like to fly in an airplane. And then from there on, our chapter here in Albuquerque does a summer camp, a one-week summer camp for high school age. And so that teaches them everything about how to get ready for a flight, plan it, look at weather charts and maps, and do a pre-flight on an airplane. And then at the end of the week of that summer camp, they actually get to take a flight that they've planned.
Since the Young Eagles program is a part of the Experimental Airplane Association, I'd like to ask, what are experimental airplanes?
Experimental airplanes are things that people can actually build themselves. They don't have to be built by a professional airplane company. So you can buy kits, you can put things together yourself. And so there's a lot of folks in the country that just like to build their own airplane from scratch, and they can customize it and do all kinds of fun things.
So this is a Lycoming IO360 200 horsepower motor you are listening to.
How long did it take you to build this airplane?
This airplane took me 19 and a half years to build, about 6,000 hours of building time.
Could you explain how some of the different controls work?
Well, sure. There's basically three aerodynamic control surfaces on an airplane. The long line down the middle of the airplane is called the longitudinal axis, and we can roll about the longitudinal axis by rolling the aircraft with our ailerons. Those are on the back of each wing. We can pitch the airplane down or pitch the nose up by using our elevator. In this canard airplane, the elevator is out front.
I can see it moving.
And the other control surface is when we yaw the airplane. basically the nose comes left or right. And we do that with our feet and the rudder pedals. And those three things, elevator, aileron, rudder, we can make this airplane take any configuration possible.
Could you explain how to take off the airplane?
Okay, a takeoff. We taxi out, get it lined up with the center line of the runway. We apply full throttle. We check to see that the engine's making good power and the airspeed is alive. As we accelerate, the airspeed gets going faster and faster. In this airplane, at about 65 miles an hour, the nose wheel comes off and we just let it accelerate, and then the whole airplane is up and flying at about 70 or 75 miles an hour.
So how scary was your flight?
Not at all.
Yeah, I can agree with that. It was not scary at all.
We are here with Oliver and Julian Lucero, who just got off their flight in the Young Eagles flight program. When you looked out of the airplane window, can you describe what you saw?
I noticed that when you were high up, no matter how fast you were moving, it seemed to be going quite slow the higher you were. And when you got closer to the ground, you seemed to speed up, even though you were going at the same speed or even slower. And that's a cool trick of perspective.
Do you want to be a pilot when you grow up?
Yes.
Maybe.
Is this something you'd want to do again?
Most certainly.
Yeah.
Kids who just got to fly in an airplane with the Experimental Aircraft Association Chapter 179's Young Eagles program. It's based here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. That piece was recorded by our kids' crew members, Corbett and Kodiak, and produced by Eli Henley. We've got links and photos posted at childrenshour.org under this episode, Favorite Things.
Don't you know I wanna fly on an airplane just like you? An airplane I wanna go. Well, my pop, my daddy, he said to me, he said, son, you don't know what you say. When you're high up in an airplane, you got 35,000 feet between you and the ground.
That's Medeski, Martin, and Wood here on the Children's Hour. You've been listening to our Favorite Things episode. Find links and so much more information at childrenshour.org. Look for Favorite Things. We're going to go out with one more from one of our favorite people in the world, Bob McGrath. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
Oh, who are the the people in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood. Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
Oh, hi there, little fella.
Hello.
Hey, listen, you know who you could be if I gave you this little hat and a bag to carry over your shoulder?
I could be a laundryman.
No, not a laundryman.
How about Santa Claus?
No, 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 not Santa Claus.
What's wrong with Santa Claus?
There's nothing wrong with Santa Claus.
Don't
but...
you like Christmas?
Oh, I love Christmas, but you could be the postman.
A postman? Oh, the postman always brings the mail. Through rain or snow or sleet or hail, I'll work and work the whole day through to get your letter safe to you.
'Cause the postman is a person in your neighborhood.
In your neighborhood.
He's in your neighborhood.
A postman is a person in your neighborhood.
A person that you meet each day.
I'll see you around.
Hey,
okay.
Watch it. Where are you going to, a fire?
Hey, speaking of a fire.
Fire? What fire? Help!
No, there's no fire at all, but you know who you could be if I gave you this little shiny red hat?
Yeah, Santa Claus.
No, not no. Santa Claus. No, no.
No, Red Riding Hood.
No, 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 not Red Riding Hood. You could be a fireman.
A fireman? Holy smoke. Oh, a fireman is brave, it's said. His engine is a shiny red. If there's a fire anywhere about, well, I'll be sure to put it out.
'Cause a fireman is a person in your neighborhood.
In your neighborhood.
He's in your neighborhood.
And a postman is a person in your neighborhood.
Well, they're the people that you meet
when you're walking down the street.
They're the people that you meet each day.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's show was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Eli Henley, Genevieve, Corbett, and Kodiak. Thanks to the Santa Fe Opera, Animal Humane New Mexico, and the EAA 179 and Albuquerque, New Mexico for being with us on the show.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.